The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple, no matter how busy life gets. Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
Me, Tom Allen.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi, everyone. Tom.
Yes, Suze.
Are you not making that bed?
Oh, you can see it, can't you? This is the ongoing saga of the bed that I got for when Auntie Pearl came to stay last year. No, year before last now, sorry. And it's been a handy extra bed, but I do want to get rid of it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I want to get rid of it, but it's just dismantling it and getting rid of a bed or moving a bed is quite cumbersome, isn't it? Mattresses et al.
Yeah, I mean, some places they do just sort of leave them outside. Maybe you could consider that.
Well, of course, but that's not really the sort of thing we do on this road.
Oh, so sorry.
Not really a mattress road, you know.
Well, you know, maybe you could start
that. Start it well, exactly. That's exactly what we're worried about. Suze, how have you been?
Well, listen, Tom, I've had a bit of a cough and a bit of a cold, but you'll be pleased to hear I've been ever so brave about the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Do you take anything for it or you just let nature take its course?
I've been on the Lemsip.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Been on the Lemsip, been on the vitamins, mainlining vits.
What else can you do, yeah?
What else can you do? You just have to let it run its course.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. You know? Do you have a fever with it or are you just, it's just a bit of a...
I had a bit of a fever.
In the morning?
Yeah, exactly that.
Oh, Suze.
I know. And the problem is I sound like I'm a really heavy smoker. I sort of have my Uncle Bri's cough. My Uncle Bri was a really heavy smoker. And it's such a lovely guy, such a heavy smoker. When he would laugh, he would do that sort of muttly wheeze.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel a bit like that.
Oh, well.
So that's nice.
That's nice. It's bringing some memories to you.
Memories back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I smell. No, I don't smell. I sound like I smoke about 40 a day. I smell lovely. I've just had a shower.
I don't doubt it. Oh, how nice. How nice. We had a night out last night, Sue.
Oh, Tom.
We went to see Oh Mary.
Oh, Thomas. How was it?
Oh, it was so fun. It was so silly in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it. I thought it was truly very like queer storytelling in the sense that some of the themes were like queer. Yeah, for sure. But actually just in more than that, in the way that it was just sort of nonsensical at times or just kind of ridiculous. Well, it was constantly being more and more ridiculous without any real like reason, I thought was a very sort of queer experience, you know, in a way that we don't see very often. Because I realized, we were talking about it on the way home, like a lot of the time, things I think get shown to other people and other people go, don't do that, it doesn't make any sense. Don't do that, why are you doing that?
Mm.
And this has been created in a way that doesn't pay any heed to that. And it's really, truly, I think, out there. And so funny in a way. There's a moment, but I won't spoil it, but there's a moment where the main character has to improvise in an audition. And I just found it, bearing in mind, it's supposed to be the story of the wife of Abraham Lincoln. It's quite.
But is the reason that they've made this big story up because no one ever like really wrote anything down about her?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I imagine that she and the whole Lincoln part of history is much more deeply covered in American culture than it is here. But I don't know much about it. I just assumed she was some sort of, she was always depicted as sort of a meek,
yes, sort
of Victorian woman.
I don't know if I've made that up or if I read it somewhere, but that it was, you know, there was so little written about her. They right. had carte blanche because in those days, it was all about the men, and it was like, yes. And also he was married.
Yes.
You know.
Well, Abraham Lincoln is just in the program and everything as Mary's husband.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So really subversive.
Yeah, but in a way that's not sort of like, you don't feel like they're making a point.
No, just. It's
mainly silly, which is feels just very fun and very light and very kind of silly. Like I didn't. At any point, like, right, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, but that's, yeah.
It was, I just it was like fun.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's, I think you're right. I think that is the sort of, I feel like that queer storytelling is just a real sort of two fingers up to like structure and what things need to be. Yes, and this is how a play works. And exactly. You must do this and you must do that. And
exactly, yeah.
It's like when people have asked us to explain what the podcast is and we just refuse to.
Maybe we're just, that's part of our queer
identity
protest, yeah.
Because we don't want to have a format.
That's exactly it. It wasn't like, there are kind of so many bonkers moments.
I need to go and see it.
But yeah, it was very like exactly as you described. In a way, I think we both talked on the way home about how it shared that kind of eccentric storytelling with something like Smoggy Queens, which I know we've talked about here.
Yes.
I thought was so kind of wonderful. Like characters just being just out and out eccentric. And have you ever experienced this, Suze, with things when you'll like write a pitch or you'll write something up and then you'll show it to somebody and they'll be, their note is like, so why is this character doing that? So why is it? And actually, sometimes people don't need a why.
Yes.
Like sometimes that comes along. Oh, you know, like we don't do things for a reason all the time. So I think sometimes they just do. But I feel like sometimes people that one pitches to are sometimes so obsessed with like asking why. But I think that can cause quite a lot of unraveling.
Yes. And I also think that sometimes people have like a disbelief of sort of really big characters. Like looking at something like King Gary.
Right.
Where the characters were really over the top. Well, not over the top, but they're like, I know people like that.
For sure, yeah.
I know people that are as big a characters as that. And then some other people might go, I mean, is it real? And you just go, yeah, you're just quite posh.
And
you don't know anyone that lives in this world. But these people are this big. But I mean, some of my mum and dad's friends are genuinely enormous characters. Like you wouldn't, if you put some of them in a sitcom.
Suze, I want you to write about them.
Oh, don't worry. I've pitched them and people have said, I don't think this is believable.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's a few times when I've tried to pitch something about, like it's some sort of sitcom about my family or about, you know, growing up in Portsmouth or whatever. After people have seen my stand-up and a TV channel has said like, oh yeah, be really interested, or a, you know, production company. And then I've written something up and people go, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know that this people believe this world. And you go, well, that's because you went to Oxbridge and you don't know anyone.
But yeah.
I would say the majority of the country are more like me than you.
Yeah.
But somehow you have the keys.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny, isn't it? It's funny how that sort of like definition of what's acceptable, I suppose, is sometimes quite guarded, which is, I don't know, but it was, I think you'll find it very interesting and funny and inspiring for that purpose then to go and see O Mary.
You know, I love to be inspired.
Well, you know, I think you'd enjoy it.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Talking of the West End.
Yes, Suze.
You're about to go into something that is, I would say, out and out queer. When I tried to explain to my mum what it was, I was like, it's Titanic from the point of view of Celine Dion. And again, that's enormously queer storytelling, isn't it? There's something really, like, why do we have to explain this? It's just good.
And I suppose the queerness with that as well is a bit going, the film is such a like heteronormative kind of story that it's kind of poking fun at that. I guess, not my place to analyze, but it's super fun. And I've been doing my singing rehearsals very intensely, although I did have a day off yesterday because I thought actually I've been singing through the score quite a lot over the last week.
Every day?
Well, trying to, you know me. But
with a teacher or just with yourself?
About half with teacher and half with myself.
Lovely.
But just trying to remember, one of the things is that I've been told by a lovely singing teacher is, shout out to Richard, thank you, is actually I don't need to push too hard, I don't need to try too hard. Maybe he's just saying, you can be quiet. But no, I don't think he is. He's just sort of says you can try less hard, particularly with the harmony singing. Like, don't push too much. So that's been a lesson of like, it's okay, just let it happen. Tune in, use your ear. And that's...
Oh, but Tom, isn't that a lesson for life?
Well, you know, it really is, I think, Suze.
Tune in and just let it happen.
And just
don't
let
force
it happen.
It.
The more we try. Yeah, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been felt very, you know, validated by that. Validated. And I've been really enjoying it. I have to say, just been really loving it. Because you're a good singer, Suze. You had lessons, didn't you, with that lady?
Yes, I did have lessons with that lady. I wouldn't say... I'm an okay singer. I'm not amazing. I don't have like an amazing range or anything, but I can hold a tune.
Suze, I bet you're better than a lot of people. You'll certainly be better than me.
I don't know. I will let you know after I see Titanic. Titanic. Tom! Well done, darling. I can sing better than you.
Oh, yes.
When do you start rehearsals?
On Tuesday.
Oh, Tom, that's exciting. Now, what are you going to wear?
Well, thank you for asking, Susan. I'm a little bit nervous about what to wear, actually. Maybe I should just go barefoot.
I think you should buy yourself a smart tracksuit.
Oh, that's a good idea, Susan.
So you can really move. Or a pair of sort of baggy cord trousers. You need to go to a Uniqlo or a Marks and Spencers.
Oh, they would do it, wouldn't they? I could get something. I need something for a dance rehearsal. What have you got? What about shoes, though? I'm a bit worried about what sort of shoes.
Well, I think I've probably told you about this before. Many times, even recently, but split sole jazz shoes.
Split sole jazz shoe. Okay.
Well, there were jazz boots, my ones that I've adored. So you laced them up. And it was when Pineapple Studios, the TV show,
yes,
was really in its moment. And I loved turning up to dance rehearsals in a pair of those black trousers that look like bin bags.
Shiny dance trousers.
Yeah, and they really make you sweat like a bitch. Mm. I think they're called sweatpants, actually. Are they called sweatpants? Anyway, and then I would maybe have a crop top on and a zippy up, but it would be open.
Oh, wow.
And then maybe I'd have a Adidas bag just sort of thrown over my shoulder and some jazz shoes with a split sole.
Okay, that's
so. I don't know if you want to wear a belly top. Maybe that's something you could consider.
Yeah, I think that's perfect, though, actually, a crop top.
A nice crop top.
Supportive crop top, yeah. Mm. yeah.
But yeah, I feel like maybe to musical theatre rehearsals, you might have to not wear a suit.
Well, this is the thing.
To be able to move, dear.
Well, that's the thing, dear, isn't it? Oh, my. Well, I'll be the new boy in town. So I'm looking forward to being, you know, meeting the company, but at the same time, it's new people and, you know, it's...
And I'm only seven.
When will people realise?
How exciting.
Well...
Will you go in and say, hello, I'm Tom.
I assume there'll be some sort of circle game where we all go around and say,
oh, zip-zap boing.
Well, I hope at least 4 hours of zip-zap boing on the first day.
Are there other people going into the cast?
I don't think so.
So you're rehearsing with people that already know it?
Yeah. I have a feeling they might just do me on my own, so to speak, the first couple of days. I might be wrong.
I think they might do you on your own.
Before bringing in the rest of that full company in.
Full company. I'm really excited for you.
Well.
I've booked my tickets.
Oh, Suze.
I'm coming on the 27th of March.
If any
other like-minded friends are coming that night. With the girls.
Well, it's a nice show to go and see, I think, because it is a nice size theatre as well.
Yes.
And sort of you feel kind of part of it all.
Well, Tom, I don't mind telling you, but I did have my end of drama school performance there.
Oh, Suze, that must have been very dramatic.
It was very dramatic. Thank you for saying that.
What did you... talk us through that. What were your monologue choices?
Do you know what? I can't... God, that's bad, isn't it? I don't know. I think my monologue might have been something by Tom Stoppard.
Oh, I say. Quite right.
And then I had a duologue, which was by... From
Hollyoaks.
From Hollyoaks, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah, a duologue from Hollyoaks. And, but yeah, it was... Oh my God, you know, it's terrible, isn't it? But I know that we sang La Vie Bohème from Rent.
Oh, lovely.
As one of our songs.
Mm.
La Vie Bohème. That's the alto line. La Vie Bohème.
Lovely work.
So I still remember the alto line to La Vie Bohème, but I can't remember any of the monologues I did.
That's something that's important. Rent's due a revival, I'm sure.
Sure. Now that's a show I'd love to be in, and that's a show I don't have the range for.
Well, you don't have what are you worried about?
For the part that I'd want to play.
Okay.
Which would be Adisa Menzel's part. I just don't have her voice.
Well, you know, but what I'm learning about singing is it's about the training. It's about the practice. So
it's a lot like running in that respect.
Yeah, it's a lot like running. It's a lot like touching your toes. You can't do it on the first day, but then you keep doing it, you can. Sometimes I'll make it up to an F sharp.
Oh.
On the vocal warm-up, if we're doing a nasal. Did you ever do this? Way, 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 way.
Yeah.
That's sometimes we do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get real high. Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
And we do Mamma Mia Macaroni.
Mamma Mia Macaroni. Like that, going up in...
Mamma Mia Macaroni. It's supposed to be an open sound.
I see.
You know.
What about... do you do like the jumps? Like ba, 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 or...
We don't do an octave leap like that. We do it in reverse. So we'll do ba 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 ba, which reminds me of the music in Countdown. You know the one? You know the So we do that one. Nothing too terrifying, like a whole octave leap.
Sure.
But still, I just like doing it.
Yeah, of course.
I have to say, I just love
it. But Tom, we are people that like lessons.
Yes.
I mean, if someone said to me, Susie, you've got to learn how to tightrope walk for something.
What a great challenge.
Mm. Great. I love a bit of structure in my day.
Do you know, I think it's really ticked a box for me, like that sort of structure and learning a new thing. And I would really say to anybody out there, if you've ever thought about learning, whether it's the clarinet or the
saxophone,
maybe the saxophone, you know, my feelings, and or the pipe organ or whatever it is, like, go for it. Get some lessons, because there'll be somebody who's spent their whole life being an expert in it, and it's a way to, well, I guess it's a way to give them a bit of a living as well. I mean,
well, yeah, and also to share something with someone.
Exactly. That's it. That's it. And I think it's something that we've talked about, I know, but it really kind of reminds me of like that sort of shame culture being so pervasive. Like, how often is like shame, that idea of like, oh, I don't think you can do that. You know, all of those.
What, you're having... Ones. Oh my God, you're going to have lessons for that.
What are you going to be an opera singer?
It's just for pleasure.
Just for a bit of fun. Yeah, it's so, yeah. And I know no one will say it exactly like that, but that's sort of, and you know, the ghosts.
Except the voices in your head.
Except the voices. The ghosts are all around the room, you know, Susie. All of the people. Who, or like when I was at school, like, oh, can't sing. Oh, what an awful singing voice. Oh, don't think you. Oh. And I'm like, no, you're not welcome here today. You're not welcome. No, you cannot come here today.
And Tom, you've got to remember that those people that are the ghosts, I mean, they're now just haunting their own lives.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You must not let these people haunt you. You are, I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but you are a grown up now.
I know, that's the thing. I can do what I like within reason.
Honestly. Well, yeah. Within reason.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But you can have your singing lessons.
Yeah. I mean, a bit like that film Florence Foster Jenkins. Did you ever see that?
No, what's that?
It's Meryl Streep plays this kind of very wealthy woman who puts on these opera concerts. But no one, because she's got so much money, no one tells her that she's a terrible singer.
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny, yeah. It's funny.
Well, it's like how I want to learn the cello. Cello.
Seriously,
why did I say like that? Cello.
Cello. Oh, you should do it.
But the problem is that I will be really shit for quite a long time.
Absolutely, you will.
Yeah, and that's quite a loud thing to be shit at, isn't it?
No, it's not that loud.
Maybe I should start the piano.
Do both. They work quite well.
I'll be in a band.
Maybe you'll be in a band.
Oh my God, maybe I should do a one-man band.
Oh,
bring
them
back,
Suze.
You don't see those anymore, do you?
What happened to those one-man bands?
Because Bert did it, didn't he, in
that's
Mary
right.
Poppins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suze, it's an option, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the thing with showbiz. You've got to keep your options open. All of us.
Well, as anyone that's seen my show will know, I do have a special place in my heart for the music hall era. I feel like a one-man band,
Susie,
not a million miles from that.
Absolutely. Where would you get such a suit from?
I don't know. Exactly. So what do you think you put? It would be a backpack scenario with the with the snare drum.
Yes, the drums I feel like are on the and the top, backpack in the top of the head.
Yes, and you'd have, and I think you would, you stamp.
And that causes the,
and that causes the
big bass drum.
The big bass drum, indeed.
A piano accordion maybe in your phone.
Oh, now, and I think that's probably very hard. A piano accordion. Do you know, I used to date a boy that played the piano accordion.
Did you, Susie?
How
that's
about
exciting.
That? Danny Harmer, we went to school together. Lovely guy. I've bumped into him loads of times since. He and his wife are in a folk band these days.
Oh.
And I think they sometimes sort of pop up on the festival circuit. But he was an incredible accordion.
Oh, Susie.
Yeah, and he didn't really tell anyone at school about it.
This is at school? I assume this was at drama college.
No,
wow.
No. This was just at school. But I think it was
brilliant.
I think it was a family thing. I think his dad played and his granddad played. And I don't think anyone knew how good he was until we did GCSE music. And then one day he just brought in his accordion and would have got like an A star because he was just amazing at it. Yeah.
What a lovely thing.
Lovely guy. We went to prom together.
Wow.
Yes. There you go.
We, I think my dad's mum might have played a bit. I think it's one of those instruments that's a great one because it was a sort of folky instrument, but it was something that people would have in their homes and would play for entertainment, you know, so obviously portable, less imposing than a piano.
Yeah.
I love the sound of a piano accordion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but any instrument, I know you don't like the saxophone, but if someone's good at it.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking about the saxophone.
It's, but I do like folk music as I'm getting older.
I love it.
I'm moving into my folk era.
Oh, that would suit you, Suze, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Very, very lesbian as well, isn't it?
Very lesbian. I mean, I didn't like to say it, but very, yeah. Pop down to the local folk bar, yes.
Yeah, you might pick
it's
up
lovely.
A lessee.
Yeah, you might.
Pick up a lessee and a carabiner.
Perfect. A lesbian piano accordion player. Seems like a tongue twister.
Do you know what? Is that my next show?
Lesbian piano accordion. Yes, lovely.
I mean, I don't know whether the title would be so on the nose, but maybe that's what I move into now. Maybe I'm going to learn the piano accordion.
It's got that nice...
can really stretch out. Okay. Well, listen, never say never. Maybe I'll get piano accordion lessons.
But you could learn the cello as well. Of course, that's in the tenor clef. So you're used to sort of those kind of...
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about what you're saying right now.
I don't know enough about it, really, but I just remember that from school.
I just would love to play... To be honest, I'd just like to be able to play any instrument. I wish I had done that as a younger person. But then maybe that's me just saying... That's me putting a block in my way to do it now. Because I could just do it now, couldn't I?
Well, I mean, my suggestion would be that you can just do it now. And also you can, the thing I think is a shame is when there's a sense of other people being like, I think you got a bit more practice, you know, that sort of voice. I can't stand.
Or the idea that you're too old to start a new thing.
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Yeah. I think it's lovely to have a go. And also no one's got the right to shame you about it. Like, do you mean that sense of like it's, I think it's the antidote to all the shame in our society. I think if people did things like that, I don't know, it just brings us out of ourselves. It's social. It's it's collaborative. It's making. It's creative.
You really see that, don't you, when you go to those sort of Irish music bars?
Oh yeah.
Have you been to Galway?
No, I've not been to Galway.
I went to some pubs in Galway where there was just music everywhere.
Yeah.
And people just turned up with a fiddle and joined in.
Yeah.
Some of them knew each other and I guess some of them didn't. Then someone gave me a baron, which is the drum thing, and let me have a go.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that I'm talking about it and it was however many years ago, I had such a lovely time. It was so great.
Yeah. Everybody's got a place in the band. Yeah. In Scotland as well. I mean, there are various parts of the world that have that tradition and it's so lovely. And I know it does exist, say in London or Brighton, but it's, I don't know, it just sort of feels like sometimes we take it for granted. We don't kind of, we feel like it's not for us.
Yeah. Or, and do you think, Tom, that part of it might be because we're in this society that totally, it's all about sort of being really careerist. Yeah. So it's an idea of, well, if you're not going to do it as a job, if it's not going to be your thing, what's the point?
Yes, for sure.
And the point can be, well, because I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
But no one ever says, like, what's the point of supporting football? Like, people
Absolutely,
are just allowed to do
that's it. So true.
People go, well, that's just your hobby. You're allowed to do it. So I don't know. Is there something about the idea of, like, that it's an almost like a self-development or a something that we find a bit embarrassing? Like, oh, God, I'm trying to just do a thing for fun and because I like it.
Yeah.
Probably all harks back to school, doesn't it? Oh, my God, Tom, when are we going to let our school go? When are we going to, like, just be okay?
When? I know we're still there, aren't we? We're still there in our mind. But what I was going to say is, as well, isn't that true of, like, what we've been saying, though, about, like, writing things and about, like, the wonderfulness of O Mary? Is that there's no, like, there is a point to it, but there's sort of no point to some of the moments in it. Or there's no point, like, the camp, ridiculous humour. There's no point to it. But that's part of it, you know.
But is the point to thrill people, to surprise people, to make people laugh?
Exactly.
And is that enough? And
sometimes people will be like, but, you know, we've seen it with people going like, well, why are you doing that? It's like, well, because it's funny. Right.
Yeah, totally.
It's not enough just to be funny. It needs to have, like, some meaning. It needs to represent something. And actually constantly, like, weighing everything down with, like, meaning or importance or sort of some sort of structure.
I think the tides are turning with that, though.
Do you think?
I think that the world is so relentlessly bleak. It feels so...
Morning, everyone.
No, but you know what I mean. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, the various things that are going on across the globe. And we make a point of not talking about...
things.
Political things on the podcast. And that's not because we're not political people, but it's because this is a safe haven where you can just escape. And that's what we've always liked to be. But I thought about that on... I went back on doing my tour on...
Yes,
Saturday
Winchester.
In Winchester. Oh, Tom, I did not know. Winchester are fucking great.
Yeah, lovely.
The
isn't
audience.
It?
I mean, the town was lovely. I've been there, but I'd never played the theatre. Or if I had, maybe I'd opened for Josh there, but I've never done my own show there.
Oh, yeah, great.
And
isn't it?
Oh, God, they lovely were so theater. Up for it.
Lovely place. Very creative, Winchester.
Really nice. I also chatted to a few like minded friends, one in particular who I won't name, who told me they'd emailed in to the show recently. Hello to you. You know exactly who you are, who said, really lovely things about what the podcast has meant to them during a tricky phase of their life.
Oh.
So hello to you. Yeah. But before I went on, or sort of in the afternoon, I was listening to a podcast about, you know, like a political podcast about horrific things that were going on. And then I thought, oh God, what am I, like, I just stand on stage and I tell my stupid stories and I show off and I'm, oh God, is it enough? Is it enough? And then after the show, I felt like such a sense of relief that it just felt joyful.
Yeah.
Just felt really joyful. And I think whilst we obviously have to like observe what's going on in the world and speak up when we can or donate or do whatever you personally can and want to do, there also has to be room to find joy. And I think that's quite a queer thing. Because I think if you look at the Stonewall riots or drag queens, it's always been, we're doing this because we're going to find some joy. Is that, do you think that's true?
Yeah. I think just those kind of things of, and as I say, like without, it doesn't have to be for any particular purpose. I think that's so important. I think, exactly like you say, I think that sense of like careerist and it's like, well, what is this going to do for my career? How's this going to make, and it's like, you can just exist. I think as well, like the idea of just sitting still for a moment and just reading a book or sitting still and looking out the window is quite difficult for us because we're constantly conditioned to be like, well, you could be responding to some emails or you could be posting something online or looking online and then comparing yourself to other people and going, oh, I should be like them. And you know,
do you not know about that? Do you not know about that? You should know about that. Oh my gosh, do you not know about that?
Or, I mean, that is quite overwhelming, isn't it?
That is very overwhelming. It's very overwhelming.
So, you know, I think if you feel like doing something,
do it.
Do it. And don't worry about that sense of, personally, I think, you know, no one has the right to make fun of anybody for trying, you know, for just
but that's so like, indicative, isn't it, of like a childhood in the 90s and the early 90s.
Yeah,
whereas like Oh my God. What, you think you can sing? What, you think you can be in a band?
Oh God. Oh God.
Oh, what, do you actually think you're going to be in? Oh my God, I can't believe you go to an amateur dramatic society.
Oh, things like that, which are just so lovely.
So
yeah. And it shouldn't be like that.
Oh my God, do you do Irish dancing?
Like, all those
not
things
that I did that, but you know what I mean? You go, yeah. Well, how wonderful. Have you ever seen a really good
people.
Irish dancer? Yeah. They're amazing.
Oh, any you dancing, know? You know, like anything like that. But I would have, you know.
But you would have loved to have done that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I look back now and I go, I just, you know, it was just unthinkable in my
world.
I found in my world. Yeah, in my, you know, secondary school or something. If I was like, I mean, I don't think I would have ever been a ballet dancer, but if it had been like ballet, it would have been like, what? Like, people would have been like,
disgusted.
They would have been disgusted and horrified. And it's kind of weird, isn't it, to think that? Because now, like, if somebody's a ballet dancer, I'd be like, oh my goodness. Like, apart from anything else, it'd be like, just to have that, like, posture.
Yeah. And also, male ballet dancers, so hot.
I would have been one of them.
Oh my God.
Could have been them.
When you go and watch ballet and you see the men come on, that it's one of the very few times that I'm like, oh God, look at you, Suze, attracted to a dude.
Oh wow, what
so,
a dude, yeah.
What a dude. When they make the women look so light and they just fling them up in the air. Oh, so beautiful, I love it.
Very clever, isn't it? Very clever.
Yeah.
And also, it's one of those things as well that I've realised is that, like with music stuff, is that everybody's trying hard. I think some people are like, oh yeah, I just do it. I'm just like really lucky. I'm just really good. I just do it.
Yeah.
Like no one's like that. And I think like talking about like singing and stuff, like singers I've spoken to, they're like, oh, I know. And that's difficult. And somebody very kindly messaged me about the break in a male voice around sort of middle C.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Someone messaged about how it's the passaggio, as in passage from lower chest voice to high voice.
Oh, I thought that was a pasta.
It is a delicious pasta.
I'll have the bichette pagiazzi.
Sometimes in this is the play.
But it's nearby.
But very kindly. And then I
sometimes
sort of,
sharp.
And well, it was, yes, exactly. It can be a little bit sharp. But that message about it. And then I started looking about it and I was like, oh, everybody's, I would have thought I was like, there's something wrong with you, Tom. Why can't you make that top B flat? It's like, because that's like, a long way out of my range, and that's fine. And sometimes you sing like that, and then sometimes you bring in like other resonators to make it sound a bit more forceful. But like, that's all stuff that you learn. It's not something that, do you know what I mean? That like, I always thought like everybody can just do this and I'm so stupid, I can't do it. It's like everybody's learning all the time.
Oh, 100%.
And the best people are always really humble about it. Sorry, that's what
I'm saying. 100%.
Always, the best people are always like, oh, I know, I get it wrong, and oh, I do this. And, sorry, I cut you off.
No. I was just emphatically agreeing.
Mm.
Because I just think that anyone that I have met that I have been really blown away by has been someone that said, oh God, yeah, no, I didn't. Oh, I wasn't sure about that. And I didn't. Mm. Oh, I wasn't, you know, I had to really work to get that right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go, oh, God, yeah. You're great.
Because I think, I don't know, Idina Menzel, but I imagine she's always had to work at her singing practice and her technique. And
well, I think that anyone that does it for a job, it's your instrument. It's your instrument. Like when I was on Sunday Brunch with Lang Lang.
Clang. And
clang. the pianist. And I was saying to him how much I loved that show, the piano, that he was on with Mika at the time. And he was saying how sort of wonderful it was to watch people who had played for pleasure and just enjoyed
He's
the instrument.
A great example. Yeah.
All
exactly,
of their
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
And it was just about getting better for themselves.
Exactly. That's what I remember him saying.
And I thought, there's such a lesson in that.
So true, Suze. And Mika's like that as well. You know, I said as well about like nerves. And they're like, oh yeah, I get nervous as well. And I was like, oh, I thought it was just me who like,
yeah,
I remember going to piano exams when I was 12 and just being like sweating, sweaty fingers.
Yeah.
Nice name for the podcast.
I know her.
But like, but going to these like terrifying music exams and just being so scared and then having to play these pieces and being like, I don't know what I'm doing, but okay. And then just making a mistake and being like, oh no, I messed it up. But of course, like such an intense experience, whereas it should be much more in the sort of folk tradition of like, oh, just do your best, sit in the corner of the bar and do your best. Like, and
yes.
That's nice. It should be just like, isn't it nice that you're doing something rather than like, oh no, you're not doing it as well as
that person.
Some imaginary person. Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew does it all right.
Yes.
But also Andrew is fictional.
And also Andrew is not real. So, you know, so take away anything from this is like, acknowledge the ghost as well. I find that I have to acknowledge them. And yes. I go, it's okay, you're here, but I'm not going to listen to you this time. I've listened to you for 42 years and I'm not going to listen today.
There you go.
Do the thing just for you. It can be whatever you like. Painting. Acrobatics.
Yeah, of course. Go careful with that. I would say that's something that you probably, you mustn't practice on your own to begin with. Sure. Don't just have a go at a backflip.
You've got to get the mats out.
You've got to get the mats out. Maybe go to one of those places that's got the massive square
the
sort
big
of cube
mat.
Things.
Yeah. Oh, that's
that you
good
can
idea.
Dip into. That's
yeah,
nice.
Go into those big mat places. Yeah.
We sort of lose that, don't we, as we get older, that sort of willingness to try stuff. So this weekend, the baby, who is nearly six, went to a birthday party.
Oh.
Where there was a climbing, it's called a clip and climb.
Oh, yeah.
And so you climb up and you have to hit the button at the top. And she was really good at it. She was really, really good at it.
I wouldn't have been able to do that. I would not have been able to do that. I would not have been able to do that. I would have been on the floor crying.
But and then she came home and I said, how was it? Because Alice took her because I was going to my show. I said, how was it? She said, it was scary, but then I was really good.
Oh,
and
great confidence.
I thought, I hope you never lose that. It was scary. I gave it a go. Turned out I was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, great. Good for you.
Great confidence. Yeah.
I was like, that's brilliant.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And you did. You got all the way to the top. You pressed the button on every single one. You were.
Wow.
You know, good for you.
Just have a go. I mean, yeah, and not to panic about something that's new.
There you go. Anyway, I need to go. I'm going to a climbing wall.
Gosh.
Me and my cello are off to climbing.
Off she goes. Can't be stopped.
Don't try and stop me.
Don't try and stop her. Don't try and shame her. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare try and shame me in my climbing.
Yes, she was halfway up a cliff with no climbing gear. She would not be shamed.
Yes, we may never recover her body, but she was not shamed.
She was not shamed, you know? She wouldn't be shamed.
And there's a lot to be said for that.
A lot to be said. Go careful.
You go careful.
Go careful. But, well, this has been very edifying.
Before we go, is there anything that we need to delete so we're not embarrassed about this podcast?
No. Yeah, I know. There you go.
Because, you know, Andrew's podcast is really good. And he never makes mistakes.
Perfect. Never makes mistakes. Everything's very well researched.
He never loses his thread.
He's got a great purpose.
My purpose right now is to go and make a coffee.
Good for you. Go and enjoy it.
What's your purpose right now? Are they PJs?
Yeah, it's just a little stripe number. I tell you, I've been sleeping so heavily lately.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Really good.
And we've only been drinking once a week, not to be smug about it, but we've only been drinking once a week. Annoyingly, it does make you sleep better.
It does make you sleep a lot better. And also, it makes you enjoy that wine more.
Yes. So when we do have a drink, I go, this is delicious. And then...
Yeah.
But if I have too much, then sometimes I...
Yeah. A nice bottle of wine.
It's a nice thing.
It's a nice thing. And it's more special if it's, you know, once or twice a week.
And we just have a tonic water when we would have had a gin and tonic. And we feel just good for that.
That's great. I'm pleased for you.
Smug. Very smug. But, you know, we are enjoying it. But
good for you.
Anyway,
go and have a drink.
Well, you too. I'm off now.
I'm
open
off
a bottle
now.
Of wine.
Right, if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze. But well done. Well done on everything. And we'll
you
speak
well
next
too.
Week, okay?
Hey, this is really great. I think it's really great that you've done your singing lessons. You're doing that before rehearsal starts. You're working on it.
I just
you're
want to show the
yourself
cast
into
that I'm,
it.
I'm putting my... I'm taking it seriously, you know.
They'll believe it.
I hope so.
It's very exciting. I'm sure for them and you and the audience, it's going to be great.
Well,
I'm very proud of you.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, Suze. Well, I'll speak to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.